On the podcast Death, Sex, and Money, we are not afraid of hard conversations.
Have you thought back and wished you'd gone to a different industry?
I could only regret it if I felt guilty of something.
Listen to Death, Sex, and Money wherever you get your podcasts.
We are smack dab in the middle of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. It ends in 2 weeks. And our next guests have actually turned the month of Ramadan into a sort of travelogue. They were visiting 30 mosques in 30 states, which means about 12,000 miles on their vehicle from Alaska to New York City. And it's part of what they're calling a Ramadan road trip. Joining us now, Bassam Tariq, a 24-year-old advertising copywriter, and Aman Ali, who's also on the road trip, a 26-year-old stand-up comedian. Good morning.
Hello.
Bassam, let me ask you something. What's the purpose of the road trip? Why visit all these mosques?
So it all kind of started as an impulsive little thing that we just came up with about 2 years ago when Aman and I were just in New York City. It was actually the first day of Ramadan. And we were there at a mosque, and we saw so many people, and we just weren't sure what was going on, that we said one to the other, like, what if we visited a new mosque every day during the month of Ramadan and, you know, and saw what it was like? So we did that, and then we somehow just started blogging, and it snowballed into just what we have now. And actually, last year when we started this trip, going from state to state, that's when we were still doing something just like, hey, wouldn't it be a cool idea? But towards the end of the trip, I think that's when we started realizing that there was a larger purpose that we were on this road trip for. And I think that was actually trying to find, you know, like, what exactly, how broad of a definition of America are people really willing to accept? Like, how pluralistic is really America, you know? And I think this year, when we were on the trip, it's sort of, what is the relevance of Islam now? I mean, like, because, like, now we're going to this existential territory. And I think that's where we're trying to find some really interesting answers.
That's Bassam Tariq, Aman Ali. They're both co-creators of this 30 mosques in 30 states. So let me ask you, Aman, as you've been visiting all these mosques, have you been surprised at the diversity of the communities that you found? I mean, is there a wide divergence between one that you'd visit in, say, Alaska and one you'd visit in Southern California?
Absolutely. And we're finding that no matter where we travel, you know, we're always running into Muslims. Like, I mean, just even the fact that there's Muslims in Alaska, you know, was kind of jarring for us. But there's 3,000 or 4,000 Muslims in Anchorage alone. And we met Eskimo Muslims and people from all different walks of life. And, you know, no matter, like I said, like, no matter where you are, there's Muslims. Like, actually, one of the first mosques that was ever built in the United States is in Ross, North Dakota, a town of only 40 or 50 people where Muslim Americans have been living there since the early 1800s. They came here through the Homestead Act to farm, and they've lived there ever since. So we're finding communities where there's 5, 6, 7 generations of Muslim Americans.
And that must be, to a certain extent, kind of heartwarming to you to see that the community is as widespread as it is.
Absolutely. You know, I always thought that the history of Muslim Americans in this country was anecdotal, like, oh, yeah, Thomas Jefferson may have been a Muslim. But to find Muslim Americans living in this country for hundreds of years peacefully, you know, with their neighbors and coexisting and, you know, creating a better life for their kids from generation to generation is definitely heartwarming.
That's Aman Ali, Bassam Tariq, and he are co-creators of 30 mosques in 30 states. What state are you in now?
We're right now in Georgia, and we're actually on our way to South Carolina in a couple of hours. So.
I got to be honest with you guys. Sitting in a car for 30 days, you guys got to fight.
We have our creative differences here and there, but I feel like the results of our differences blossoms into something beautiful. So what you see on our site is the result of long-winded discussions and bumping heads and things like that. So even though we personalities are very different, I feel like it comes together beautifully as a result on the blog.
That's you, Bassam, saying that?
No, that's Aman.
That's Aman. Okay, so Aman is saying there's possible disagreements, but it's basically pretty peaceful. Bassam, Aman just talked about this North Dakota community and other communities that you've seen that have many, many generations. What do you see that's uniquely American about the traditions that have evolved in these communities that may be different from the rituals that we're more familiar with?
Okay. When you mean the rituals we're more familiar with, do you mean in a more Islamic sense?
Well, I mean, we're in New York, so, you know, it looks like Pakistan in Brooklyn, you know, lots of places. But I mean, in North Dakota, is there something uniquely American about the breaking the fast in Ramadan? Tell me what those details would be.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, for example, if you go out in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, right, there you have a community of four or five generations of Americans. I mean, four or five generations of American Muslims. And over there, when you go to Aunt Fatima's house, she's going to bake you cookies, right? Like, and especially they'll bake fast, they'll have cookies. And, of course, they'll have some Arab dishes here and there because that's where they descend from. But there will be also these little accents, these things. But if I go to Brooklyn and I actually go break fast with my friend Muntasser, who it just came from Pakistan, like there probably won't be cookies. And there'll just be pakoras and a lot of spicy food. So I think there are those little differences. But at the end of the day, I think when we all come down to the table, food just brings us all together, you know. In a way that I think that...
Which is funny, since so much of Ramadan is about fasting, although there are lots of Muslim communities that have huge feasts after the sun goes down. Aman Ali, let me ask you, when you travel to all these different communities in these different states, are there common concerns among a lot of these communities?
I think a lot of communities are on the verge of expanding and growing. So it's about what exactly is this, how do you make a sustainable Muslim community for the children and all these pioneers that have laid the foundation, you know, how are the children and the youth going to kind of carry the torch and, you know, kind of move the community forward?
And do these communities then follow your blog?
A lot of them definitely do. And what's great is when we talk about these issues on the blog, a lot of people reading them are like, wow, I'm not the only one going through the struggle here in Chicago. There's other people in San Francisco or even in Augusta, Maine, that's going through the same struggle. So it's a sense to build some solidarity among Muslims around the globe.
So maybe next time, Basan, you'll have some other passengers coming along with you.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
In which case, I imagine the arguments over who's the best driver will then become even more frequent. Aman Ali and Basam Tariq are co-creators of 30 Mosques in 30 States. They're on a Ramadan road trip around the country, visiting 30 mosques. The next one, you said, in South Carolina?
Yes, that's correct.
Happy travels, guys.
Thank you.
This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, the tremendous personal cost of being a whistleblower.
In the long run, you're saving somebody's life, even if it means that you at some point pay a price for yours.
The story of Dawn Wooten on the New Yorker Radio Hour from WNYC Studios. Listen on Spotify.